This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton, who'd served in the role since March 2018. The White House says Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman will act in the position until the president names a replacement for Bolton, probably next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the issue today at a news conference.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin was asked if Bolton's departure would mean a change in the approach to Iran.
I would say Secretary Pompeo and myself and the president are completely aligned on our maximum pressure campaign. I think, you know, we've done more sanctions on Iran than anybody, and it's absolutely working. Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions, but we are maintaining the maximum pressure campaign.
An Iraqi TV channel says the death toll from a stampede in the Shiite holy city of Karbala has climbed to about 30. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Part of a walkway collapsed as tens of thousands of people celebrated Ashura, causing a deadly stampede on one of the most sacred religious days for the Shiite sect. The incident occurred towards the end of the procession, causing a panicked rush. Hundreds of thousands of people converge on the holy city, some 50 miles south of Baghdad, for the occasion every year. The somber day of Ashura commemorates the killing of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, the Imam Hussein, by a rival Muslim faction in Karbala. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The group of eminent experts on Yemen has presented a report to the UN Human Rights Council that blames all warring parties for the catastrophic humanitarian crisis in the country. It says 4 years of civil conflict have caused immeasurable suffering for millions of civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The experts say there are no good guys in this war. All are bad. They say the government of Yemen and its allies, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, as well as the Iran-backed Houthi rebels and armed groups affiliated with them, are responsible for the tragedies. Chairman of the group, Kamel Jandoubi, says the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, caused by the needless death of so many innocent people every day, is completely avoidable. He speaks through an interpreter.
It's no excuse to allow the suffering of the Yemeni people to continue like this. I appeal the international community to take a stand to support the Yemeni people. They do not deserve to live in a world where their most basic human rights are constantly violated.
The experts report many of these actions could amount to war crimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The New York Times and CNN reported on Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. presidential election. On Tuesday, a Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said the person named in the reports did work for the Russian president's office but was not in a high-ranking position and did not have direct contact with the Russian president. Britain's parliament has for the second time rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to hold early elections in an attempt to break the Brexit deadlock. Johnson had lobbied for snap elections on October 15th in an effort to win a parliamentary majority to approve his Brexit plans ahead of an EU summit of the continent's leaders. Parliament's rejection of a new election came hours after Britain's Queen Elizabeth gave her approval to legislation seeking to block Johnson from carrying out a no-deal Brexit. That's his plan to take the country out of the European Union on October 31st without spelling out the terms of the split. And President Trump says his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status. That's a short-term permission to reside in the United States. Temporary protected status has been granted in the past to people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras in response to emergencies in those countries. Bahamian authorities say the death toll from last week's Hurricane Dorian is at 50, but they expect that number to rise as more bodies are found. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.